following is an encore presentation of Distorted View Daily.
Experience the magic of reruns.
I feel it in my fucking cunt.
Feel it in your cunt.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Hey, what's up, buddy? This is 20 Wild Studs from 1-888-J-Suck. Is that the guy with 10 inches of rock hard meat? What are you waiting for?
I'm a lefty whore who loves sex. I love it when a guy does me from behind.
Hey, baby.
Oh, I love to party. And I have enough energy to keep you hard all night long. Ooh, yeah.
If you are a worthless worm looking for a master, well, you found one. Get on your knees, you scum, and do as you're told.
I may be young, but I have the sweetest tits you've ever had your mouth on, baby, and I fuck like a whore. Hey, puppy, I know you're watching me stick door, sliding in and out.
We'll paddle your pathetic ass until your cock is stiff. Hey, stud, you can give it to me anytime you want. That's right.
I'm waiting, puppy. I've got the most gorgeous set of double D's you've ever laid your eyes on, and I want you to bend me over, spread me wide, and stick it in.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, June 23rd, 2015. Coming up on the program today, a reeking bloody pussy. No, wait, two reeking bloody pussies. Ha, ha, ha. Verbal black DP action, talking blowjobs over the PA system, and a fucking cunt giving out parking tickets. All this plus your voicemails today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Jam that baby maker deep inside my man cunt.
Alright! Hey freaks, Tim Henson with ya, back for the Tuesday Sideshow Exclusive Program. We've got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story, gonna get into that in just a minute, but first, very important things to talk about. I've got some audio to play, but Sharon Markowski sent along this great link. You know, we occasionally feature interesting products. This is a service called ShittyPanties.com. I already like where this is going. I was looking for a investor link because I would like to throw money at this idea. ShittyPanties.com is a website where you can send anyone you want a pair of shitty panties. Ta-da! There are a lot of services like that. Most recently, I think we featured the Eat a Dick company where they'll send a bunch of gummy dicks to the person of your choice. This is the same idea, except I don't think the recipient is going to want to eat or suck on the shitty panties. Their tagline is, "We ship shitty panties." Get right to the point. There's no confusion as to what this service provides. Let's go right to the frequently asked question. Let's face it, people can be shitty. Now there's an easier, more amusing way to call them out on their shit with shitty panties shipped right to their door. For $9, you get a bag of shitty panties. The question, is it real poop, comes up. Unfortunately, no. We use a secret sauce that's totally safe, non-toxic, and convincing as heck. I bet you what they use is a combination of some sort of like chocolate syrup, maybe a little oatmeal, and then I bet you they spray on that liquid ass stuff that I featured many, many years ago. The company Liquid Ass sent me some samples. Oh, that stuff was awful. A little bit leaked through the box, or they sprayed it on the outside of the box. So when I opened my post office box, I was it hit me in the face like a fucking anvil. All right, so it says here it's 100% anonymous. The person receiving the shitty panties won't know it's you. So once again, you can check out the service shittypanties.com. Please don't send shitty panties to me. That's something I don't want to find in my post office box. I would like to see your rectum, however, for our prettiest rectum. For the recties, it's a new award ceremony I am planning. If any of you guys are good, I don't know how one would make a trophy or some sort of statue. I would like a rectum-based Oscar statue. And I need like 5 or 6 of them for the various categories. I'm serious about this contest. If Adam and Eve is not going to sponsor it, I will somehow put up the money. I mean, you might not win a lot of money, But let's face it, how much money do you think you're going to win just for spreading your ass cheeks apart if you've got a horrific rectum? So, all the Distorted View merchandise you could ever want will be showered upon the winners. So that's, it's still a work in progress. I just came up with it a few days ago. I mentioned it on the sideshow, so... As you can see, things are progressing nicely. I came up with the name, the Recties. Let's get into some audio now. I mentioned I was going to play this clip yesterday. We just didn't get around to it, so I saved it for today. This is a scene from Bootylicious Dimes. It is a black porno. This is scene 3, where a couple of black men are playing cards, and there's a black lady nearby, and she's horny or something.
Man, sometimes you just gotta keep your girl at home happy.
Well, what about me? Am I a dime piece?
Yeah, the way you smoking on that thing there, you a dime piece.
Yeah, I think you a dime piece. You look nice.
You look nice. It's a bunch of fucking retarded people around the table playing poker. Actually, they're playing Go Fish. Do you have any twos? No. Go Fish.
And sometimes you just...
Not to get on a rant about the game Go Fish, but I don't like that game. Because it relies too heavily on the other person's honesty. And you're competing against that person, so it's better for him to lie. Okay, here's an example. Let's say I've got a hand of cards, and one of my cards is a 2. So I'm like, hey, do you have a 2? What's stopping them from saying, no, I don't have a 2, when really they do have a 2? So now you have to go fish and find yourself another fucking 2. So you go through half a deck finding another 2, and then it's the other guy's turn, right? Now, what he hasn't told you is he actually has 2 twos, and he hasn't put them down yet. Even though I think you're supposed to immediately put down when you've got a match, but whatever. So that's one way you can be cheated in the game Go Fish. That's why I don't like it. All right, I'm sorry. Let's play this porno.
Man, sometimes you just gotta keep your girl at home happy.
Well, what about me? Am I a dime piece?
I think a dime piece is like, because it's worth 10 cents. So I think that she's asking, like, am I a 10?
Yeah, the way you smoking on that thing there, you a dime piece.
Yeah, I think you a dime piece. You look nice. You look like you could take a whole lot of dick.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I'm a dime piece. I know I was.
What a compliment.
What you gonna say? I take both of y'all motherfuckers. So I'll show you what kind of dime piece I am. I could take... Well, you make it up, motherfuckers and shit, but I take you.
So there's 3 guys playing cards, and she basically just called one out and said, no, I'm not going to take your dick. But the other 2, yeah, I'd suck your dick.
In my ass, in my pussy, in my mouth. Hey, where you want to stick it?
Oh, shit. Sounds like a dime piece to me.
We going to leave him with his imaginary friend.
Tell
your girlfriend we say hi.
Money. Here.
You might need that.
Yeah, the guy hands him a cigarette or a joint or something. Here, occupy yourself with this while we go fuck. I don't know why that character is even in this scene. Whatever. So here we go. The woman's getting on the bed. Finally gonna get to business.
Get over here. Put some dick in my mouth, my pussy. Ooh, my ass. Let's get started.
Damn.
Yeah. You want a cock in your mouth and your pussy and your ass. You have 3 guys there, but you didn't want to have sex with that one dude. You're gonna have to settle for 2 holes.
Ooh, cock.
Cock. I love that song by Hanson.
Ooh, cock.
Cock. Baby, top, pop. Ooh, cock. Do it all. Ooh, cock. Baby, top, that. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, cock. Baby, cock, cock. Ooh, cock. Suck it all down. Ooh, cock. Just the tip now. Ooh, ooh, cock. All right. I'm sorry. Let's get back to the porno here.
Show me that you a 10. Swallow all that dick. Let me see what your throat capabilities are.
She's pretty good at the noisy, slurpy blowjob. Now, she's not choking on dick. She's just good at, yeah, messy. Messy sounding blowjob. Later on in the video, though, she does start to do a little bit of cock gagging. A little cock gag work.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Choke on that dick, bitch.
Give me some of that. Put both these dicks in your mouth. Put both these dicks in your mouth.
Okay. That's like the 10th time he said that. You really want your dick pressed up against another in her mouth, don't you? You fucking faggot. All right. Then she continues sucking. You shocked her. She's gonna go up for air.
Yeah, that's that nice language. I like that language. He's speaking in tongues.
He likes that language. That's it, baby. Keep speaking in tongues. That kind of sounds like my dad. When my dad would throw up in the morning or gag, you know, because he smoked cigarettes all those years. In the morning, he'd be... Bleh, bleh, bleh. This is the female cock gagging variant of that. It's like Mrs. Fratelli. It's like Mrs. Fratelli cock gagging. I don't know. Owen! Owen! That's not Mrs. Fratelli, but the same actress. Owen! Owen! I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm losing my mind. You know, Mama Fratelli from the Goonies. All right, so eventually she winds up straddling some guy's dick. He's plowing her in the cunt, and she continues to suck the other dude's dick. I mean, she's making all kinds of barking noise, like Tourette's noises. See what I mean?
Don't take your dick out your mouth, whatever you do.
Yeah. You suck on that dick like your life depends on it. Just your paycheck depends on it.
Come on, my hair.
Yeah, she wants a better angle. One of the black dudes is quite the talker. Like during the fucking. But it's not sexy talk.
Oh, there you go. Open that pussy up. Show me your 10. What y'all think about that pussy? What y'all think about that motherfucking pussy?
Like, he's breaking the fourth wall. Like, what do you guys... Like, he's asking us, the viewer, what do you think of that pussy? And he's spreading the pussy open while the other guy is continuing to fuck her. Like, it's teamwork, I'll give him that, but it does seem a little gay.
Get this DP.
Oh, fuck.
Get this doggy.
He's like that retard in Forrest Gump. Not Forrest Gump, the other one, the black one, who, like, can list all the different types of shrimp. Fried shrimp. Cocktail shrimp, popcorn shrimp. But this guy does it with sexual positions they're going to go into. Get this DP. We going to do oral. We going to do vaginal. We're going to do anal. You've got quite the list here. Actually, they do end up doing some DP action, it looks like. I don't know if this guy, the guy on the bottom, she's on top. I don't know if he's got his dick in her ass or pussy, but the guy standing up is definitely plowing her in the pussy.
How did it feel to have two big dicks in you?
Good. It feels good. I love cocks in my holes. Yes, I love cocks in my holes.
She's turned into a white girl. I love it. I love cocks in my holes.
Is it a dime puss, baby? Fuck that dime puss. Fuck it. Yeah, fuck that dime pussy. Fucking A, man. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, my God. Two big dicks in my fucking hole. Oh, put it back in. That pussy too tight, baby. That pussy too tight. You like that tight pussy? Mm-hmm. You like sticking your dick in that tight pussy? Oh, my God.
She's very verbal. I like that. Eventually, we're getting to the end here, I promise. He continues to fuck her in her ass now. Seems to like that.
Oh, God, all these dicks in my fucking asshole. Oh.
It's a time for reflection.
Fuck.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes, yes.
Fuck this. Your dream come true,
yes,
baby.
Yes, Andrea!
Yes. That's right. That's kind of real. Nightmares. Big nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having nightmares with this.
There's a lot of ad-libbing going on here, which I like. Eventually, the guy pulls out of her ass and sees her hole gaping.
Gaping.
It's gaping. Fucking hole in my ass. If I open my mouth, will you see the light?
See your tonsils, baby. You can see your tonsils in that asshole. You ain't had your tonsils taken out yet.
All right, that's a great line, freaks. Next time you're having anal sex, I want you to use that. Pull out, look into their asshole and say, baby, I can see your tonsils in here. You can tell we're coming to the end of the clip here because this girl, she's just getting tired.
Her dick is too big. Oh, will you motherfuckers please come in my fucking mouth? Damn. Can I taste your juice? Shit. Please come in my mouth. Fuck, my ass is whoa the fuck out.
Well, she's literally a whole... Can I taste your juice? She's pulling her mouth open with her fingers. And he's coming. Is he coming? I can't tell. Not a large cum wad there, but she's sucking. Ta-da!
Get that. Don't leave nothing.
There you go. Just a little bit from the cinematic masterpiece, Bootylicious Dimes. Now, we're going to get into Sextastic Tuesday. I do have two more short clips. We've played a couple variations of this next one where someone has asked, if you're traveling 80 miles an hour, how long will it take you to go 80 miles? Obviously, the answer is an hour. But a lot of people get stumped. Here is another dumb broad getting stumped.
80? So do I, like, divide something?
Yes, you divide something.
No. 80 miles per hour. How long does it take you to go 80 miles?
Yeah. Well, I guess you could divide 80 into 80. How many times does 80 go into 80? Once.
I don't know, dude.
You can't figure it out.
What is it?
By the way, this is already a minute into the clip. I didn't have the heart to infuriate you guys with the first minute of her trying to figure this out.
If you're going 80 miles per hour, how long will it take you to go 80 miles?
She's already said 10 minutes, 80 minutes.
Dude, I don't know.
If you're going 80 miles
per hour.
No, listen. If you're going 80 miles per hour, how long will it take you to go 80 miles?
Per hour?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
80 miles per hour.
It takes her 80 minutes to figure this out. All right, she eventually gets it, though. I think people don't understand what MPH means. Like, they just hear it, miles per hour, miles per hour. They don't actually stop and think about what those words mean. 80 miles per hour, because this is how dumb children are these days. Okay, one more short clip. This is a parking meter attendant who just ticketed someone because their meter had expired. And it wasn't just like 10 minutes over. This was an hour and 20 minutes this thing was expired. And the guy saw the attendant giving him a ticket and now is going to confront him.
You give me this?
Yes, I did, sir, yeah.
You heard me in there going fishing. I struggled walking back through here to get back to the fucking car, and you give me a ticket for £80.
He struggled to get back. This is the problem.
Yeah. You're a cunt.
Oh.
You know you're a cunt?
Ticket's expired, sir. It's expired by well over an hour now.
You try walking back from that cove over there.
Right, I mean, we do sell all-day tickets, sir. You could have bought an all-day ticket.
I very nearly do. £3.60 I paid. It was only, what, £5, £6 for an all-day ticket.
Yeah, well, now it's going to cost you way more. Like £100 or something. I'm not really sure what a quid is or what that equivalent is to real US money.
So, yeah.
You're a cunt.
Okay, there's no need to get abusive, sir.
You're a fucking cunt.
There's no need to get abusive, sir.
You're lucky I don't punch your fucking face in.
Well, then you'd face a charge of assault, then, wouldn't you?
Well, this isn't assault, is it, you cunt?
Well, how are you going to respond to that one?
You won't even look at me. I'm looking through those fucking sunglasses. Look at you, you cunt.
Oh, it's a stare down.
Given half a chance, I'll take your fucking head off, you cunt.
And then you'd face a charge of assault, sir.
I've done that many times before. It wouldn't bother me in the least, are you cunt?
Okay.
You could probably see me walking back from over there when you put that...
How would the parking attendant know which car was yours?
A ticket on, you cunt.
Cunt. How many times does this guy say cunt in this video? You cunt. They're staring each other down again. I bet you the next words out of the guy's mouth is, you're a cunt. Come on, say it.
You even heard me up there saying I was going to walk around there.
Well, I had no idea which car was yours, sir.
Yeah. How are you going to respond to that logic? You're a cunt. There's more staring.
You are a cunt.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to step outside the car and we sort this out?
Don't need to, sir.
There's nothing to sort out. I love the way they're staring at each other, though. It would be great if they just leaned in and started making out. The guy's wearing a t-shirt that says Bench Press 2012.
You've done it deliberately. You've seen me walking back.
No, I haven't. I had no idea which was your car, sir. There's 20-odd cars in the car park.
Like, this is weird. Like, we all hate meter attendance or whatever when we get tickets and stuff, but this guy was expired by over an hour, almost an hour and a half. You did this to me on purpose.
I've gone and checked it and it's got no the ticket.
You targeted me.
It's expired, sir, so I've issued a charge exactly as I'm supposed to do.
Again,
no leeway at all. I was just
I've given you leeway. I mean, you're well over an hour late now, sir.
Yeah, you tried walking around there.
Right, okay, well, you can appeal against it, sir. The details on how to do so on the back of the ticket.
Yeah, sure. That really works, doesn't it? Look at you, you fat cunt.
He is fat. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. A different type of nonsense. This is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. I then read them to you. This being Distorted View, I'm really looking for the worst of the worst when it comes to internet erotica. Let's get into today's story right now.
It's Sextastic.
It was the most wonderful thing I had ever eaten. Carol's beautiful bloody flow straight from her tight little cunt. Well, that's all you need to know about today's story right there in the first fucking line. All right, yes, it provided me with a thrill I cannot truly describe. It was like being in another world. A gross new world. Where cunt juice drips into my mouth. Most girls would tell me no and kick me out the door. But say I'm fucking creepy. A gross new world. A crimson mess around my face. When I'm in your muff, sucking out the red stuff. Now I'm in a gross new world with you. Thank you. I could see this story being adapted into a Disney movie. All right, yes, it was like being in a new world. I love having my face covered in her smelly, nasty fluids. Ta-da! She loved it, too, as she would lick off whatever was left on me.
Can I taste your juice?
Honey, that's your juice. Sure you can taste it. The second month of her flow was much like the first. I could not keep my hands off of her. We must have fucked a dozen of times during her cycle, but I lived for eating her nasty little twat. Twat. Nasty little twat. All right, she knew that as we got together after work that her pants and panties were coming down. We would use her tampon and menstrual pad as sex toys before and while I ate her out. And then, of course, while I fucked her. While I'm not a cross-dresser by nature, I did find that I became more aroused if I left her pad and her panties and put them on until the next session. I only did this a couple of times. I'm not gay. I'm not a faggot. As her panties were too big for my skinny ass. The week after the second flow of our love life ended, Carol told me there was something missing in our messy fun. What? I could not imagine what that was. I was even looking forward to the next time already. There was no guessing as she was on the pill and said it seemed that she always started menstruating on Tuesdays. Sextastic Tuesday. I was seriously considering having us taking off work on that Tuesday to celebrate the beginning of her heavenly drip. I was a bit surprised that she had some kind of problem. I asked her to explain the situation. Well, I never thought in a million years that I would like this perverted shit. With all this attention, the cramps and backache seem to fade to the background as I'm too busy being fucked and rubbing my cunt in your face, she began. So what's the problem? Well, you get most of the fun. I only get to taste a little bit of that extra rich pussy juice. That's one way to describe menstrual blood. It's extra rich. It's creamy pussy juice. It's so nasty and disgusting, I want more. But honey, you only produce so much, and it would be hard to give you any more. What a selfish bastard. I know. Next time, I'll try to feed you more of your juice. But I cannot think of much more I can do.
Well, I've got a wild idea.
More wild than sucking on your used maxi pad?
Yeah. We could find another woman who's on the same cycle as I am and make the wildest and messiest three-way in the history of the world.
So they hatch a plan to go to Club Fantasy, which is a kinky bar where you can act out on your fantasies. You just have to write down what you're looking for when you go to the bar on a little piece of paper, right? We claimed a table, and Carol wasted no time writing, menstruating woman, three-way with man and menstruating woman on the paper. She placed it on the frame, and I ordered drinks. We waited and waited. We made small talk, kissed, and played footsie. Let me fast forward through some more bullshit here. In 10 minutes, a true blonde vixen plopped herself between us. Brenda was 5'6 with a healthy build. Fat. Her rack must have been at least a double D, and she had a very thin waist leading to a nice big ass about the same size as Carol's. I already felt lucky. We talked for half an hour. Enough talking. I mean, this woman is already squirting blood out of her cunt. I mean, come on! We're wasting precious time! Brenda said that she had done most everything, but never this. It was her philosophy to try everything at least once. Finally, she said yes, but on the condition that when the girls' periods were over, that we would have a normal three-way, provided that Brenda still wanted to do anything with us. Carol agreed so fast that I thought I would get whiplash. We finished our drinks and picked up the discount coupon, of course they're thrifty, and hurried to the hotel. When we got to the elevator, Carol said, Brenda, I have to verify something. She cupped Brenda's crotch with her hand, saying, yeah, it's real. I can feel a pad. Okay, great. Brenda and I broke out laughing at Carol's enthusiasm. We no more than got into the room, and the ladies were kissing and kicking off their shoes. Kicking off their maxi pads. They quickly removed each other's blouses. Taking the cue, I stripped down to my briefs. I walked over and unfastened both of their bras. We took turns kissing one another as we freed them both from these garments. It was a sight I will never forget. My eyes were glued to four wonderful orbs of tit flesh. There's no doubt in my mind that this story was written by a man. Girls don't use the term tit flesh very often. The boobs themselves were the firmest they could be, and the nipples were pointing straight out as if aimed at the other lady. I began fondling these massive orbs, but Carol had a one-track mind. Brenda was just standing there waiting to see how we wanted to do this thing. Carol guided her over to the king-size bed, growling in a very sexy tone. Hey, bitch, lay down and let me at that soggy cunt of yours. Give me your stench. Okay. Brenda. Brenda, I'm sorry. Give me your stench. Brenda was just a little taken back. I think we all are by Carol's aggressiveness, but sprawled out on the bed, legs spread apart. While I dove for Brenda's boobs, he's obviously a tit man, Carol dove for her snatch. I knew that I would soon be eating rotten cunt. I knew that I would soon be eating rotten cunt myself. So I figured, why not have a titty snack first? Carol was rubbing her hands all over Brenda's panties as she pressed her nose deep into the crotch. Suddenly, the earthy smell got much stronger. I looked towards Carol and saw the panties moving down Brenda's thighs. She pulled them all the way off, turning them inside out, and wantingly proclaimed, "Look at this motherfucking bloody pad! God damn, it is fucking gorgeous!" She rubbed a couple of strokes against each of her breasts and then gave it a quick suck before handing it over to me. I knew what she wanted me to do with it, as she had told me during the drive over to Club Fantasy. I sniffed it, then gave it a lick and said, "Brenda, your fucking flow smells and tastes fantastic. Now, you give it a try." I put the pad up to her nose and mouth, and she violently rejected it, slapping it away. Undeterred, I tried a couple more times as I smeared it on her boobs between attempts. Meanwhile, Carol was licking up the area around Brenda's cunt, being very thorough as she didn't want to miss a drop. She spread the blonde's cunt lips apart and flicked her tongue over the clit a few times, causing Brenda to moan. I picked up the silky blue panties for one last attempt. This time I just shoved them right in Brenda's mouth. It's not so much attempt at this point. I mean, you just forced her to take it. This time I just shoved them in Brenda's mouth, with the bloody pad going in first. Brenda made no move to take them out, so I moved my attentions elsewhere. As I moved down the bed, I watched as Carol pulled the tampon out of the blonde woman's twat and placed it in the middle of Brenda's chest, right between her boobs. Carol now started licking and sucking Brenda's cunt as if she were starving. Immediately, I settled in behind Carol's massive ass and yanked off her hot red panties. The room reeked of smells of menstrual flow. Carol's pad was fuller than Brenda's. I threw it aside for now and yanked out the tampon. I put the tampon right beside the other one on Brenda's chest. This was the messiest I had ever seen Carol's cunt, and I drove right in. After a few minutes, Carol wanted to make a change as she moved the tampons, laying them aside on top of her panties. She directed our guest to sit on her face. While Carol gave Brenda's cunt a thorough cleaning, I fucked Carol's tight cunt hard and strong. Brenda had let the pad fall away when she sat up to be eaten, but I was surprised when she picked up Carol's tampon and rubbed it all over her boobs, and stunned when she began sucking on it. This drove me wild. I was thrilled that we had a convert to our menstrual games. I would like to see those televised like the Olympics. Things went on like this the rest of the night, with only a couple of two-hour breaks for sleep and to allow for more juice to seep out for us. Carol did let me eat Brenda's pussy and fuck her as well. Good girl. In fact, it was the most complete night of fucking and sucking I've ever had, as my cock found its way into both of their mouth. Into both of their mouth in all four holes. In the morning, we all took a shower together as there was no way we could get out in the public as we did. What the hell does that mean? Oh, maybe like looking as we did. We all took a shower together as there was no way we could go out in public as we did. Whatever. We repeated our fun for the next few nights, and true to our word, we had a normal three-way with Brenda the next week. See, these are honorable people. That was last week, so I don't know what the future holds. You tell me. I'm guessing more menstrual mustaches. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for June 23rd, 2015, brought to you by our amazing friends at where? I'll give you three guesses. Yes, adamandeve.com for a limited time. Very limited. We're going on 3 years now with this with this promotion. Yes, for a limited time, get 10 free gifts with your order. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout. Here's what you do. Go to Adam and Eve, pick out something you like. They have over 20,000 adult products. We're talking movies, lingerie, toys, S&M gear, underwear, shit like that, right? Pick out something you like. At the end, when you're checking out, use promo code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. That promo code will net you 10 free gifts, including a special gift for her, something your man will enjoy, and then something you can both use together in the bedroom. Then you'll receive 6 full-length adult movies and the 10th free gift, free shipping on your entire order. Go to adamandeve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK. Tell them Timmy Boo Henson sent you. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Looking for a few good freaks here who would like to upgrade their account to a lifetime one and never have to worry about recurring charges again. Just email me, show@distortedview.com. I will knock $50 off the normal price. It is normally $299. I'll give it to you for $250. So there you go. All right, 3 very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a Winnipeg woman who heard 2 police officers in a helicopter broadcast comments about oral sex, comments they made without realizing their public address system was on, says she wants them to be disciplined. The Winnipeg Police Service has already apologized for the incident, which happened while the pair and one other officer were on routine patrol or aboard the Air One helicopter on Monday evening. A news release from the police said the officers inadvertently activated the PA system and, quote, as a result, the flight crew's conversation was publicly broadcast and some content of the conversation was inappropriate. Apparently, it was about oral sex and possibly prostitution, too. The involved members were not able to hear the public address system from within the aircraft. They became aware their conversation had been broadcast and immediately turned the system off after it had been too late, I guess. Residents in the city's downtown, North End, West End, and St. Boniface, or Bonifaci? Bonifaci? B-O-N-I-F-A-C-E. I'm trying to think of ways to pronounce that because I know Boniface is probably wrong. So, Bonifaci. St. Bonifaci areas reported hearing parts of the officers' conversations, which at one point touched on oral sex. They just touched upon that subject quickly. How can you just touch upon, like, oral sex? I feel like, you know, when you bring up oral sex, that, you know, you're going to go with that conversation for a while. Brandi Armstrong said she and her husband were sitting outside their West End home at around 9:30 p.m. when the chopper flew above them. Armstrong said she heard one officer ask, "Can you give me a blowjob?" Oh, huh. She said another officer replied, "You have too much body hair." Oh. Shocked, surprised, "My jaw hit the ground, eyes bulged out," Armstrong said, adding that her husband was also surprised. "He just looked at me and started laughing and said, 'Did you hear that, honey? Did you really hear that?'" Parts of the officer's conversation were quickly posted on Twitter and then spread further across social media. The tweet started at about 10 p.m. and caused hashtags like hashtag whoops and hashtag speakerphone to trend in the Winnipeg area. One of the first people to tweet about overhearing the remarks, Natalie Felice, blah, 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 told CBC News she was enjoying a nice evening in her backyard with her friends when the voices came from the sky. "We paused to listen and we were shocked by what we heard. It was a hilarious and inappropriate human blooper moment," she wrote in an email. "I rarely tweet, but this moment seemed too bizarre not to share." Most people just laughed off the incident, but not Brandi Armstrong. Armstrong said she believes the officers involved should be disciplined because children, think of the children, children in the area could have easily heard their remarks. I have a hard time believing a helicopter PA system is going to be crystal clear. It's kind of like speaking through a megaphone, but then you also have the helicopter noise in the background. I don't think kids could understand what was going on.
I'm too hairy for you. Look at these balls. Look at them. I just showed these things the other day. I mean, I got a little butt. gosh, but I grin. The fuck is wrong with you? Get on, Mr. Jack. Come on. Suck it. Suck it. Oh, oh, you're tickling my change. I like that. Yeah. Work that dick. You want me to suck yours now? Wah, 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 wah. Dude, you came in my mouth. Warn me first, you little slut.
All right, there you go. A little distorted view and sensitive reenactment performed on the spot. All right, so Armstrong here is very upset. A police officer, they hold a very important job. Tons of people look up to them. Children look up to them. I mean, you're setting a bad example for children. It's almost saying it's okay to speak like this. All right, second story we have for you. Today, a woman was superglued to her own front door for 3 hours in a cruel prank by bullies. Emergency services used lubricants, oils, and even cola to try and unstick Fiona Crab. But in the end, they had to take the handle off the door, and they saw her free in the hospital. I just thought that was weird. That's why I said that so slow. That didn't make sense to me. Saw her free in the hospital. The 28-year-old said she was stuck for so long because emergency services thought her call was a joke at first. She has since hit out at the... What the fuck? The way these fucking British people speak. Ridiculous. She has since hit out at the unidentified pranksters, who she believes she saw running from the block of flats as she arrived home on Thursday evening. Fiona said, I got home after spending the evening with my friend who lives nearby and was confused when I realized the door handle was sticky. I did manage to get the door open, and I woke up my partner, Tony, but I just couldn't free myself. I don't understand why anyone would do something so stupid. Well, I mean, because it's funny. I'd rather not know who did it. I'd be too upset. Fiona added, I was really worried as it was quite painful. Tony was asleep, so I had to wake him up, and I also called my friend, Saoirse, who I'd been with earlier. She thought I was joking, but I persuaded her to come around and help me. She phoned the ambulance, who also thought it was all a joke. Why would emergency services think that was a joke? Like, hey, some asshole super glued my door handle, and now my hand is stuck to it. While they were waiting for emergency services, neighbors came by and tried to help the woman. When the ambulance still hadn't appeared, neighbors also called 999 with 4 calls placed in total before the ambulance finally appeared at around 11:30. Fiona was told not to pull her hand free at the risk of, you know, losing her hand completely. Yes, she was told just leave it. When the paramedics arrived, they tried so many things to get me free. They used Coca-Cola, WD-40, fairy liquid. That's what I call my jizz. What the hell is fairy liquid? Hot water and vegetable oil, but nothing was working. I started to get really scared the longer I was glued on. Paramedics then contacted the fire service, who unscrewed the entire handle from the door to allow Fiona to be taken to the Royal Oldham Hospital. Before the bulky handle could be removed safely, the majority of it was sawn off by doctors to allow better access to Fiona's palm. Fiona said, I was left just holding the main bit of the handle. They used a special solution to dissolve the glue, which thankfully worked. But I've been left with burns across my hand. Sometimes you just have to let it burn. Good advice. Final story we have for you today. This one involves the elderly. Oh, no. Story about the near-dead. A 50-year-old fetus was found inside the body of a 92-year-old woman. This is how dumb these old people are. They don't even know when they're pregnant. All right. They forget to give birth. What happens when you're pregnant and have Alzheimer's?
I know I forgot to do something. Oh, yeah, shit out this baby.
All right, a 50-year-old fetus. Obviously, this woman was not an elderly person when she was pregnant. A 50-year-old fetus was born inside the body of a 92-year-old woman, according to News OXY, or News Oxy, which I'm sure is a reputable source. The discovery was made by doctors in Chile. The woman had fallen and needed x-rays. Little did she know doctors would actually find something quite strange in those x-rays, and the results had nothing to do with a fractured or broken bone. Doctors were also surprised by the discovery. A large 4.4 pound calcified fetus was outside the woman's uterus, known as a lithopedian. Aren't those residents of Lithopedia? I could be wrong there. Yes, this thing known as a lithopedian, sometimes called a stomach rock or a stone child. This is a rare occurrence affecting just a few women. Litho comes from the Greek word that means stone and the suffix pedian, which means child. This happens when the fertilized egg is implanted outside of the uterus. The director of the hospital, Marco Vargas Lazo, called the case extraordinarily rare. While things like this do happen and have been reported in the past, very few cases have been confirmed over the years. Doctors will not be removing the fetus, even though it takes up the woman's entire abdominal cavity. Think of all the weight she could lose. The risk is too great, and the surgery can be dangerous, especially for someone at this advanced age. The 50-year-old fetus has not been causing the woman any discomfort, which is another reason doctors don't feel the need to remove it. According to DB Techno, doctors... these are the weirdest websites. I don't want to get my news from DB Techno. That's where I get my... techno music news. My Dutch techno music news. All right, according to DB Techno, doctors say that the fetus died in the woman's third trimester and was about 7 months developed at the time. The woman didn't know she was pregnant? The third trimester. You had to have realized something was up. The woman has already been sent home from the hospital, maybe or maybe not aware that she is one of 300 cases of lithopedian that has been recorded over the past 400 years. What an honor. You have a rock baby inside of you. You forgot you were pregnant. And your baby calcified. Okay, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, here we go. Love hearing from you freaks. You know the drill, 206-666-4463. Speak at me.
Timothy James Jensen. Hey, I was just watching Tosh.0, mm-hmm. First couple of episodes I've ever seen. And if this is a new episode on Tuesday, June 2nd, he ripped you off one more time, and he did the speech jammer thing where he's trying to... talk with.
Like, it's one thing. Like, I understand, like, we look at the same places for these videos a lot of times when I feature stuff, but the speech jammer thing, that's a little strange.
The thing where he's trying to talk with the speech jammer in his ears. And it was totally ripping you off.
Hmm.
So, if this is a new episode, there's one more example where I think you did that about 2 weeks ago, maybe three. And,
well, I've been doing it for a while.
And, I think what we should do is form a class action lawsuit and get all the freaks together and...
I don't know if that was a new episode, though. He may have done that first, because I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'm ripping off him. Although I've never seen that episode.
Comedy Central and Tosh.0 for lack of originality. And maybe this would finally be the gravy train that DV is needed to...
Class action lawsuit.
Make hay and move to the next level.
Yeah.
Let's do it, brother.
Come on, let's do it. Sue these motherfuckers.
Hey, Tim, I was just on my lunch at work, and I just saw a local news story about how a dude at a local Chili's here in Pittsburgh, he was annoyed so much at his job because they were using the word retard, you're one of your favorites, because they were describing his son that was, he had Down syndrome, so they were keeping calling him retard. And the dude went to talk to corporate, and even Chili's said, yeah, you have to do that. So then they started interviewing the woman that...
Wait, I didn't understand that. The last part. So there's a guy that works at Chili's, and he was annoyed because other people that worked there were saying retard a lot, and this guy has a Down syndrome son. Now, here's the thing, freaks. I love the word retard. I will never stop using it, but I know when not to say it. At the top of the list, you don't say it in front of parents of retarded children. You know, we always say Distorted View is a place to go when you can laugh at the things you're not supposed to laugh at and all that other shit. You guys have to understand this type of behavior is not appropriate everywhere. Like, you can laugh at these things, but you have to know when to just simmer down.
They're describing his son that was... he had Down syndrome, so they were keeping calling him retard. And the dude went to talk to corporate, and even Chili said, yeah, you have to do that. So
you have to do what? This guy is the worst at telling stories.
And they started interviewing the woman that started the R word campaign. And me and the coworker were both like, is this really news? Is this what's happening? Because I'm not okay with it. Neither should you, Tim, which is, God, I'm losing your program.
Well,
catch you later, buddy.
Again, it's not that I have I think the retard word is fine, but people are sensitive about it, especially when there's a retard in the family. So just be aware of the situation.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow listener Luke Cool calling you again. I've been listening to you for the past, 8 fucking hours, so I might be, the next call after my first call, but we'll see. It reminded me of a funny story. I'm driving to a guy in Florida.
To do what?
And he's a pretty fucked up guy, but long story short, I was in California with him. We were in the back of my Prius fucking.
Okay.
And then after we got done...
Can you fuck in the back seat of a Prius? That's a pretty cramped space.
Prius fucking.
Good for you.
And then after we got done, I turned around to put on clothes or something. And yep. He's like, hey, do you know that you have a big brown spot on your back? And I'm like, in the back of my head, he's like, do you have a mole on your back? And to the back of my head, I'm like, oh my God, do I have cancer now? I never knew that I had a mole back there. And then he thought it was poop. We were fucking each other. And he thought there was poop on my back because of the awkward backseat fucking we had to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was actually a penny that was stuck to my back. And he still has that penny, and we're going to make a necklace out of it or something.
Oh, how romantic.
But that's a funny story.
Your shit stain looks like Lincoln's head.
And I'm still down for you playing my fucking colonoscopy video pre-wash thing. I think the email's search, the subject was anal orchestra or something. But anyway.
Okay, alright, hold on. He called in yesterday about this. I tried to do a search for just anal, and I've got too many emails with the word anal. I couldn't sift through them all. But orchestra might help me out. Yeah, I found it here. It's actually colonoscopy orchestra. Let's take a listen here.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sideshow listener Luke Cool calling in. Just thought I would have a nice little recording for you. I have a colonoscopy tomorrow, and I'm starting the cleanse. So thought you'd like to hear the pre-cleansing.
He sent this, by the way, March of 2014, so well over a year ago. I'm so sorry I missed this.
Orchestra. Here you go.
Yes, yes. Is that all you got? Oh, no. Very proud of himself. Oh. There it is. There it is. Damn. This is music to my ears. The hell was that? I think I can tell that he's pausing in between the long stretches of no shitting. So it's not 2 minutes of just nonstop shitting. I think there were some pauses in there. God Christ! Your poor asshole! Asshole! I love that we can hear when he gets text messages and stuff as he's shitting. Listen. Phone's vibrating. Whole ass is vibrating. So watery. Listen to those waterfalls.
waterfalls.
Okay. That is quite the shit, Motherlode. Thank you so much for reminding me and bugging me to play that. I appreciate it.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow listener Luke Cool.
Oh, I think we just played that one. I'm sorry.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow listener Luke Cool calling.
How many
back
times
again?
Does this guy call in? I already played your shit audio. Leave me alone.
Hello, Tim. This is Ryan from Ohio.
Oh, God.
I regret my past actions. Oh. I request penance. I would take a goddamn tree up my butt for the show, and I am forever indebted to your man meat.
Thank you.
I just like to move past our differences, and
look, it's gonna take some time for me to get over it. Look, you're entitled to your opinion about the show and all that shit, but I don't have to like you.
Maybe be friends again.
Maybe in the future. We'll see how. Because this is a guy who would call in over and over and complain about various things about the show, and then now he's sorry. But that's good. I mean, if you like the show, listen to it. If you don't, don't.
Hey, Tim. This is super long time listener, Sideshow member Clark in North Carolina.
Clark!
I don't know if you know, but I do construction. I do garage doors, and I'm on construction sites all the time on very, 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 very high-end, multi-million-dollar houses.
Look at you, fancy pants. And, you don't own these houses. You just work on them.
So I don't have the freedom to listen to DB while I'm installing my doors, playing through a speaker or whatever. But I've got headphones. I've got Bluetooth headphones. And what I'll normally do is I'll put my phone in my toolbox, and I'll have my headphones on. And editing is fine and dandy, right?
Yes.
Until I walked out of range today, and my headphones disconnected.
Oh, did it switch over to the speaker?
From my phone, and my phone connected to the nearest Bluetooth source, which was a DeWalt Bluetooth radio that my phone had been previously paired to.
Oh, it's even worse than having it go to your internal, your iPhone speaker. It actually connected to a different Bluetooth source, which just happened to be a huge speaker.
And it just happened to be when you were
playing the colonoscopy audio? No.
Playing some German scat audio. And I knew I was in trouble right away when my headphones cut out when I walked out to my truck.
Gotta
and
be
I
careful.
Ran back and the damage was already done.
I was going to say, usually when something disconnects, like the blue, it stops. It'll pause the audio.
Looking at me like I was.
Before it'll switch over to another source, right?
Was a fucking alien.
Wow.
And nobody on the job site talked to me for the rest of the day.
you listen to German scat porn as you're doing your construction. Is this the same Clark that I talk to on email occasionally about Apple products and stuff? Clark is a big Apple fan. He's always asking me if I've got the new phone or iPad or watch or whatever. It's good to hear his voice. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
Please come in my mouth. Fuck. My ass is whoa the fuck out.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye.